Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series.
Previously on Star Trek Discovery.
Now, Discovery is now the only Starfleet ship with a displacement-activated spore hub drive.
Stamets awakens in the spore chamber.
He injected himself with a tardigrade DNA compound.
Here, eat.
What's your name, soldier?
Lieutenant Ash Tyler.
Stewart scurries across the floor.
You'd take food out of the mouths of the only two men standing between you and death?
You're damn right I would.
Mudd holds up his hands as Lorca and Tyler kill the two Klingon guards and take their disruptors.
Shall we proceed to our radar?
Lorca strikes Mudd. In the prison ship's corridor, Tyler struggles with a Klingon guard. Lorca shoots the guard.
Get up, Sorta! Get up! I'm slowing you down, sir. Go.
Cut to black. Designs for the saucer section of a starship are sketched out. Starring Sonequa Martin-Green. The body and warp drives are added. It becomes three-dimensional. Doug Jones, Shahzad Latif, details are added, Anthony Rapp, Mary Wiseman. The drawing flies over a planet's surface, and Jason Isaacs, the bottom of a face. An eye looks at a spinning sphere. Casting by Marjorie Simpkin, CSA, Orly Sidowitz, CSA. Sketches of a spacesuit. Music and theme by Jeff Rousseau. Costume designer, Gersha Phillips. Visual effects supervisor, Jason Zimmerman. Edited by Andrew Coates. Production designer, Tamara Deverell. Director of photography, Glenn Keenan, CSC. Consulting producer, Nicholas Mayer. Consulting producer, Craig Sweeney. Executive producer, Brian Fuller. Executive producers, Eugene Roddenberry, Trevor Roth. Executive producer, Akiva Goldsman. Executive producer, Heather Caden. Executive producers, Gretchen J. Berg, Aaron Harberts. Executive producer, Alex Kurtzman. Star Trek Discovery. Based upon Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Created by Brian Fuller and Alex Kurtzman. Written by Aaron Eli Collette and Jesse Alexander. Directed by David M. Barrett.
Personal log, Specialist Michael Burnham. Stardate 2136.8. Despite my fears to the contrary, I seem to have found my place on this discovery. An air of routine has descended upon the ship, and even I am a part of it. I've made friends.
Burnham and Tilly dine in the mess hall.
One, at least. I take comfort in my work. This ship has quickly become the most important weapon in the Federation's arsenal in our war against the Klingons. And because of her, the tide has turned.
Lorca manipulates a map.
Because of us, we are winning. Lieutenant Stamets' ability to pilot the ship's spore drive has given him access not just to all of space, but to unseen parts of his personality as well.
Stamets smiles at Tilly and Burnham.
As we perform our daily responsibilities, I confess I find some members of my fellow crew more interesting than others. Lieutenant Tyler has suffered so much and still maintains such dignity and kindness. I find him intriguing. But I fear my personal history interferes with my ability to forge relationships. I am among the others, but also apart. I wish sorely to step out of my comfort zone, yet don't know how. But tonight, I will face one of my greatest challenges so far. Tonight, we are having a party.
A man carries a sparkling torch. He runs through the mess hall, where people, in and out of uniform, drink and dance. Tilly bounces a ping pong ball into a cup held in a man's mouth. She grabs the cup from him and drinks. Burnham, in uniform, watches. Streamers hang from the ceiling and lights flash with the music. The lights go out.
Where's the music?
They come back on. Burnham sees Tyler.
What's your deal?
Starships have power redundant relays. There shouldn't be any flickering.
No, not work. I'm talking about him. You guys have been on 2 dates. What's going on? I want the details.
I helped him calibrate pulse scope rifles in the armory.
And we ate lunch together because it was the end of our shift.
Hey, listen. You gotta give him a sign that you're interested. Otherwise, you're gonna lose your shot.
Duly noted when I'm actually on a date, which these were not.
Well, how do you see him? How does he stack up compared to your old boyfriend?
How does he compare to yours?
Well, I used to exclusively go for soldiers, but I'm kind of going through like a musician phase right now.
Everyone, hey! we're all lucky to be here tonight, surrounded by our brothers and sisters in arms, laughing, dancing. But let's not forget the sacrifices that have been made by those who still serve alongside us, and by those who've given their lives for us so we can continue the fight.
An officer in a wheelchair lifts a glass.
To the 10,000 souls who are gone, but will never be forgotten. Never.
The crowd lifts their glasses.
My soldier thing is back.
Burnham raises her eyebrows and nods.
Hey, Tilly, what are you up to?
I'm leaving. You guys have fun.
Your friend's subtle.
Inappropriately so.
Science Specialist Burnham and Lieutenant Tyler, please report to the bridge.
Look at that. Saved from the horrors of small talk by duty.
Wait, no, I...
To be clear, I wasn't attempting to be rude.
It's just that my experience with parties is limited.
Easy, Burnham, I get it.
She steps to the side as crew members run by.
The Vulcans don't party? What about the Shenzhou? You served them for what, 7 years?
Due to my rank, interpersonal fraternization was not appropriate.
Not really an excuse anymore, so why are you still hiding in corners? Oh!
She slams into Stamets and Culber.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I'm sorry, Dr. Culber.
Why would you apologize for a random act of physical interaction?
Stamets hugs her.
You know, these are the moments that make life so gloriously unpredictable. You're a very tall man.
I believe you met Lieutenant Tyler. He's our new chief of security.
May I say, you are astonishingly grounded for having endured 7 months of torture.
I deeply apologize for my partner. Lately, he's been, different.
Speaking of different...
Stamets unzips his sleeve.
The cybernetic augment that my resident genius here built for me.
We're trying to make his connection to the spore drive more comfortable.
You're always looking out for me.
A cybernetic patch on his arm.
What's the deal with you two?
Burnham cocks her head.
There is no deal.
Specialist Burnham would hate to be inappropriate.
Tyler steps onto the turbo lift.
Tell me, Burnham.
What did he mean by that?
She looks between Stamets and Tyler and frowns. She enters the turbo lift.
What did you mean by that?
Okay.
Tyler smirks. On the bridge.
Captain, the unidentified signal I monitored is directly ahead.
All right, yellow alert, Mr. Saru. Shields up. Phasers to standby.
Copy that, sir. Topping up.
Scanners identify the object as biological. Xenologic classification, Gormagander. Its health appears to be compromised.
Cancel yellow alert, Mr. Saru. Thought those things have been hunted to extinction.
Hunting isn't the cause of its reduced numbers. It's primarily due to their mating practices, or lack thereof. They spend their lives feeding on alpha particles in solar winds. They're often so consumed by this task that they ignore all of their instincts, including reproduction.
That's as depressing a trait as I've ever heard. Helmsman, plot a course.
Captain, the Gormagander is on the endangered species list. Protocol requires us to transfer it to a xenologic facility.
Lorca nods.
Then have at it.
In a bay, a medical officer approaches Burnham.
Here we've got a lonely Gormagander beaming in. Lost cub or old widow?
No matter what she is all alone.
He turns away.
We've got a lock on the creature. We're ready to transport.
Energizing.
A large whale-like creature with wings and tentacles materializes in the bay.
All right, sweet girl. Let's see if we can't figure out what's got you down.
Wait a minute. I'm detecting abnormal readings inside the creature.
Mouth flaps unfold and a bipedal alien walks out. The alien has antennae and glowing bug-like eyes. It shoots a phaser at crew members in the bay. The medical officer runs toward it. It shoots him. He disappears. Burnham ducks behind the transporter console. She dashes through the bay. It shoots at her. She grabs a communicator.
Burnham to the bridge. Intruder alert. Shots fired. Need immediate assistance.
Intruder's on deck 6, sir.
Want him locked down.
On the bridge's view screen.
Status on Burnham?
Unharmed. She reports 4 confirmed fatalities.
So not to engage a hostile.
We have him trapped, sir.
Whoever you are, drop your weapons. This ends now.
The alien removes its head to reveal Harry Mudd.
Did you miss me as much as I missed you?
Mudd.
Did you really think that you could leave me to rot in a Klingon prison and not suffer any repercussions? As soon as I find out what's so special about your ship,
I'm going to sell it to the Klingons. Do you hear me, Captain? I'm going to sell your ship to your mortal enemy. And in so doing, destroy any chance your Federation has of winning this war. When you left me behind with the Klingons, you robbed me of my dear, sweet Stella. The only woman I have ever loved. And I will have my revenge. Also, I'm gonna kill you as many times as possible.
I don't see this ending with you taking my ship.
Not this time. But I have all the data I need for the next. So, I will see you later. Or, rather, earlier.
Mudd holds up a glowing device. The view screen whites out. The ship shakes. Lorca turns to the bridge crew.
Saru, sensors read Anisium and Urium compound explosion.
All breach on deck 6.
A fireball sweeps through the corridor.
5, 4, now 3. We can't contain it, Captain.
The fireball expands through the hull of the ship. The bridge explodes. The Discovery flies through space, intact. The mess hall windows flash in different colors.
The 10,000 souls who are gone, but will never be forgotten.
The crowd lifts their glasses.
My soldier thing is back.
Tyler approaches.
Burnham? Hey, Tilly, what are you up to?
I'm leaving. Have fun.
Your friend Subtle.
Inappropriately so.
Science specialist Burnham and Luke.
To be clear.
In the corridor.
I wasn't attempting to be rude. It's just that my experience with parties is limited.
Easy, Burnham, I get it.
Left, please.
She steps to the side.
Vulcans don't party. What about the Shenzhou? You served them for what, 7 years?
Yes, but due to my rank, interpersonal fraternization was inappropriate.
Not really an excuse anymore. So, why are you still hiding in corners?
There aren't always simple answers to those kinds of questions.
And sometimes there are.
He steps onto the turbo lift. Stamets runs down the hall.
Tyler, wait!
Stamets?
Burnham, both of you, you need to listen to me. There isn't any time. Rather, there is time. Too much time.
Stamets, slow down.
I can't slow down! Don't you see what's happening? We have been here before. All of us. I cannot be the only person who recognizes this.
Paul,
I'm very sorry. You're ranting. What I need is for all of you placid people to finally start listening. Wait. It all starts with a Gormagander, okay? A Gormagander!
What's a Gormagander?
It's a space whale.
Well, that explains it.
Yellow alert.
Nice of you two to show up. Mr. Saru, what's hiding from us out there?
The object is not an enemy ship, sir. It is an organic life form, a Gormagander.
Tyler and Burnham look at each other.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right, cancel the yellow alert. Helm, find some way to get around it.
But, sir, scans show the Gormagander's bio readings to be highly unstable. Now, according to regulations, we are required to transfer...
Lay that
I do not advise that, Captain.
The Endangered Species Act is quite clear. Ignoring our duties would put us in direct violation of established laws and subject our captain to court-martial.
Let's beam this thing into the shuttle bay and drop it off at the nearest sanctuary as soon as we can.
Captain, I'd like to run point on this, sir. As science specialist, I'm the most qualified to handle the needs of this creature.
I don't give a damn. I just want it done.
I request security oversight of the operation, Captain.
I still don't give a damn.
Go.
How could Lieutenant Stamets know we were going to run into a Gormagander?
There have only been 57 cases of near misses with starships in the last 10 years. The odds are almost incalculable.
They enter the bay.
I hear we've got a lonely Gormagander beaming in.
Activate transporter.
Tyler reaches for his phaser.
Thinking this whale is armed?
The Gormagander beams in.
Normal, but nothing else is unusual. I'm gonna get closer readings.
She steps closer and scans the Gormagander.
You got something?
Faint. An energy pattern. Almost like a transporter beam.
Black alert. Black alert.
Why are we preparing to jump?
They run from the bay.
Spore drive activated.
I didn't order a spore jump.
I do not activate it, sir.
Computer, show me engineering.
Denied.
Tyler, get to engineering. Go, go, go!
Outside engineering, Tyler adjusts the control panel.
Door's locked from the inside. Security override isn't functioning.
The doors spring open.
Warning, critical drive overload in 3 minutes.
Tyler and Burnham raise their phasers as they step into engineering.
Welcome, kiddies. Make yourselves at home.
I have. How the hell did you get out of that prison, Mud?
Mud holds up a goblet.
You remember my multi-legged friend, Stuart? Well, we performed a feat of magic that would make the most accomplished escape artist blush. Alas, once free, he went his own way. Bugs, no loyalty.
Tyler, you know this man.
He was my cellmate.
Back away from the console. Put your hands in the air. I won't ask you again, Mud.
Actually, you will. But before then, would you please tell me how to work these controls? No. I understand that the drive system is what's special about this ship.
Back away,
but
over
for the
fire.
Life of me, I can't.
Tyler shoots, hitting a containment field.
Figure out what these contraptions do, or what they connect to.
Warning, critical drive overload in 60 seconds.
Can we just jump ahead to the part where you tell me how to make these systems operational, please? I've got some Klingons on the hook. You might want to hurry. We're getting close to that point where, you know.
Computer, beam intruder to the bridge.
I've created a containment field to protect me on this side of the room. You really think I would forget to take control of the computer?
Warning, critical drive overload.
You are mad.
No, I'm Mud. Now will one of you tell me how to work this damn system?
Stamet shoots Mud from behind.
As days go, this is a weird one.
Tyler and Burnham stare.
Stamets, the drive.
I know, believe me.
Warning, critical drive overload in 20
seconds. We've been through all this before. Multiple times, actually. And I hate to tell you, but I have yet to find a way where it ends with a win for the home team.
Warning, drive overload critical.
I'll see you again soon.
Stamets, wait!
Stamets turns away. The drive explodes in a burst of white. The Discovery flies through space, intact. The mess hall windows flash in different colors.
I was gonna ask if you wanted to dance.
Science Specialist Burnham and Lieutenant Tyler, please report to the bridge.
Saved by the bell.
Stamets pushes his way through the party.
Hey, where's Burnham?
I don't know.
The Gormagander is on the endangered species list.
Have at it.
Burnham nods.
Burnham, don't talk. Just listen. The ship is in danger. We are caught in a temporal loop. We are repeating the same 30-odd minutes over and over again. The ship can be destroyed. We can all be killed. But as long as the 30-minute window doesn't expire, everything starts over. And every second that you doubt me brings us all closer to death. Do you understand?
Okay, I think we need to get you to sick bay. I think these might be side effects of your exposure.
Exposure
to the
alien DNA. It's possible we haven't taken into consideration the cognitive variances. Yes. Please stop talking and come with me. I'll explain everything.
Is the fish safely on board yet?
Well, technically, it's not a fish. It's...
Shuttle bay reports 5x5.
Good.
Captain, message from Dr. Colbert. He's requesting you in sick bay. It's regarding Lieutenant Stamets. It's urgent.
Sick bay, direct.
Lorca steps onto the turbo lift.
Destination canceled.
The doors open behind him. A crew member falls dead through the doors. Mud stands holding a phaser.
Heavy.
Mud? Computer, red alert.
Override, my dear computer. Come on.
What the hell are you doing on my ship?
You ask me that question every single time. You know that, don't you? No, of course you don't.
What?
Mud shoots past Lorca's head. The wall smokes.
Move!
Lorca walks ahead of Mud.
I really can't take it from the top for you all over again, Lorca. The message from the doctor was not real. I just wanted some alone time with you. There's an area of the ship I can't access, and I'm hoping you're hiding your secrets to the spore drive inside.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mud. But if you think I'm gonna help you in any way at all, then you're crazier than I remember.
There really are so many ways to blow up this ship. It's almost a design flaw. Computer, access self-destruct program.
Accessed.
Ball's in your court, Captain.
In a different corridor.
Mud is using some kind of technology that allows him to repeat the same 30 minutes over and over. He's trying to get the spore drive running so we can sell the ship to the Klingons.
Well, how are you capable of existing outside of the time loop?
Well, the tardigrade is a multidimensional creature, so it must be a side effect of combining its DNA with mine.
Yes, so you remember everything.
Yes, and it's getting really hard to keep it straight. I can't stop Mudd alone, Burnham. And sooner or later, he's going to figure out there's a piece missing from the spore drive. It's me.
He points to his forearm.
How is Mudd creating a time loop?
I don't know. I'm hoping maybe Tyler might, because they shared a cell together. Tyler mentioned it right before I shot Mudd. Anyway, I need you to talk to Tyler. We're almost out of time, this loop. Tell me a secret. Yes, something that will immediately prove to you we've had this conversation. Something you've never admitted to anyone. I promise it'll be safe with me.
She gives a small shake of her head, lifts her chin, looks side to side, steps forward, and whispers in his ear. She steps back and glances up at him.
I'm sorry.
Where's Mudd now?
Now is usually around the time he kills the captain.
She stares steadily at Stamets and shakes her head. Mudd pushes Lorca into his lab.
Ooh, I love what you've done with the place, Gabe.
There's nothing here for you, Mudd. This is my own private research area.
Uh-huh. Why didn't you tell me that you had so many wonderful toys?
Ooh.
Wonder what this does. I'm thinking it might melt brains. Does it melt brains?
You kill a Starfleet captain, they lock you up forever. You know that.
Do you know how many times I've had the pleasure of taking your life, Lorca?
Mudd marches into Lorca's ready room and shoots Lorca in the head. He disintegrates. Mudd walks onto the bridge and shoots Lorca in the chest. He falls to the floor. Mudd shoots Lorca in the chest again. Lorca falls back in the captain's chair. Mudd pulls Lorca from the captain's chair, sits in it, and eats a sandwich. Lorca runs at him. Mudd waves a hand, and Lorca disappears from the bridge. On the view screen, Lorca materializes in space and grabs at his neck.
53, but who's counting? And it never gets old. Oh, drat, we're almost out of time. I'll figure out how that little motor of yours works sooner or later. I've got all the time in the world. And in the meanwhile, we still don't know what this does. Let's find out.
Mudd shoots. Lorca disintegrates. A white light. At the party in the mess hall, the lights go out.
What's your deal?
Starships have redundant power relays. There should be.
I just spotted the hottest guy over there, and apparently he's in a band. Have fun.
Okay. I wouldn't take you for this kind of event.
You've never been in love.
Stamets raises his eyebrows.
Why would you say that to me?
Because I need your help.
Everyone,
you told me that piece of information to prove to you that what I'm saying is true.
You're lucky to be here.
But we have been caught in a 30-minute time loop, and I'm the only one who realizes it. I have witnessed you and Lorca and Tyler die at the hands of a criminal named Harry Mudd, who's trying to take over our ship. I need to know that you believe me, because if I have to explain this again, I'm going to throw myself out an airlock.
She looks down and shakes her head. Her eyes scan side to side.
I believe you.
Good. So please, talk to Tyler and find out if he has any information on Mudd that will help us stop him.
But what if he won't talk to me either?
Oh, he will. He likes you.
Her eyes widen.
Here he comes.
Stamets gestures.
Uh-oh. Xenoanthropologist in the corner. Don't tell me. You're busy studying the coupling rituals of pent-up soldiers.
No.
Because I was going to ask if you wanted to dance.
I don't have time for that.
Oh.
Science Specialist Burnham and Lieutenant Tyler, please report to the bridge.
Stay by the bell.
In a corridor.
I am really bad at this.
Yeah, you should have gone with him to the bridge.
And if what you say is true, then Tyler and I don't have any more alone time until the next reset. Our one chance to fix all this, and I blew it.
Well, you like him. That makes things a little tricky.
I'm out of my element.
Stamets moves his hands up and down and looks off.
Dance with me.
She raises her eyebrows.
For science.
She raises them higher.
See what I'm working with.
But say I wanted to step out of my corner. How do people connect in that way?
Hugh and I fell in love after I told him to get lost.
That doesn't make any sense.
Love isn't logical. Here, can you let me lead, please?
I was in a wonderful cafe on Alpha Centauri when three seats down comes this hideous humming. Have you ever heard someone try to hum Castilian opera?
I can't say that I have.
Well, I told him to stifle it or sit somewhere else. Instead, he sat right next to me. And he's been there ever since.
But after such a rude exchange, why would he do that?
I told him how I really felt. And he did the same. And we like that about each other.
I'm good at honesty.
Never hide who you are. That's the only way relationships work.
He takes out his communicator.
We're out of time. We'll have to figure out how Mudd's resetting the time loop. You'll do better on the next go around. You have to.
The ship shakes. They hold hands. A white light. Burnham walks through the party, head up. She grabs Tyler's hand.
Hey, I was just coming over to see. Want to dance?
I thought you'd never ask.
Stamets watches them. Something that can make you do
wrong. Will you leave, please?
Yeah.
They're bathed in purple light. Tyler holds out his hand. She places hers in it. He puts her other hand on his shoulder. He puts his arm around her waist and draws her in. She looks up at him. Couples dance around them. He twirls her. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something
going wrong. Someone's on the phone. So I hear you were locked up in that Klingon prison cell with Harry Mudd.
Not one for small talk, are you?
I've never understood it, really. But I've realized that relationships are built on honesty. So here it is. Harry Mudd is here. And in a few minutes, he's gonna take over this ship. He wants to sell it to the Klingons. He's already trapped us in a time loop.
Harry Mudd? Wait, is this Vulcan humor?
I wish it were.
And why didn't Stamets come to me himself?
He tried in previous loops. But he felt like you'd have an easier time trusting me.
And why is that?
Because I like you. And he thinks you like me too.
Night's gotten weird, but also very interesting. If time really is repeating, this won't matter.
He kisses her. Be good to me. I'll be good to you.
We'll be together. That was nice.
Science Specialist Burnham and Lieutenant Tyler, please report to the bridge.
No, please ignore it. We have to.
Okay. Okay. So how can I help?
Did Mudd ever mention having access to equipment that could help him do something this big?
Yeah, he did used to brag about robbing a Betazoid bank.
In a corridor.
Really secured and fortified, no way in. Volatile encryption.
Mudd looks at his wrist as he walks.
Molecular locks.
Mudd presses himself against the wall. Crew members pass.
Daily DNA password protection.
Mudd enters an open door.
Mudd claimed to have memorized the security patterns.
Mudd holds his head up and rushes past a medical officer.
I thought it was just another one of his lies.
Mudd looks back at her and continues.
But I guess if he had an unlimited number of tries.
Did he say how he did it?
Something about a non-equilibrial matter state.
Her eyes widen.
A time crystal. We learned about these at the Vulcan Academy. But the decay rate of the lattice is too unpredictable. No Federation-aligned species has ever been able to stabilize them. A four-dimensional race must have perfected the technology, and now Mudd has it.
Mudd looks at a device on his wrist.
Why don't we track Mudd down and see if he's wearing one of these crystal things?
Any idea where he is?
She nods to Stamets. Stamets nods back.
Let's go.
On the bridge.
Is that fish beamed aboard safely yet?
Well, technically, it's not a fish. It's...
Lorca raises his eyebrow.
Where the hell are Burnham and Tyler?
Lorca looks up. Iriam sits up. Crew members look around.
Mrs. Saru!
I don't understand it, sir. I'm locked out of the ship's controls.
Computer, respond!
Let me see what I can do. Computer, reduce volume so we can have a normal adult conversation.
Yes, Captain Mudd.
Captain Mudd?
I never thought I would say this, but I'm actually tired of gloating. In any case, this is very much my ship. Your ship, very much not at all.
All right, show's over, Mudd. Back to whatever little hole you crawled out.
Mudd waves his hand. Lorca disappears.
I do not know how you rest the control, but you are in violation.
Code 7.5.3, yes, you've said many times. At any rate, tell me, Lanky, have you ever seen one of these?
A purple orb.
Of the 823 ways there are to die in space, this is rumored to be the most painful. I found them in your former captain's man cave. Apparently, the weaponized dark matter rips molecules apart at the subatomic level. So if any of you are planning on becoming heroes, including you, random communications officer man, you'll find there's very little I don't know. Now, just sit tight. This will hurt a bit.
Mudd!
Tyler fires. The shot hits a containment field.
You seem to have missed.
Mudd throws the orb at Tyler. Purple streaks shoot up Tyler's body as he writhes on the floor. Burnham shakes her head. Saru and Burnham stare wide-eyed as he dissolves into ash and smoke.
Well, that was new.
Burnham marches toward Mudd. Saru steps in front of her and grabs her shoulders.
Let's not suffer any more needless losses. Please.
Okie doke, listen up. One of you is going to teach me how this damn drive works. Where the beanpole dies screaming.
Saru grabs Burnham's arm.
So, how do I start that engine?
The bridge crew stares at Mudd.
I will disintegrate every single one of you. In a screaming fit of agony, one at a time. Starting with you.
Stop! I can't watch you kill any more people.
Stamets rolls up his sleeve and shows Mudd his cybernetic augment.
It needs me to work.
Delicious. Shall we to the engine room? Computer, pump up the volume. Destination engineering. Toodles.
Mudd waves his arm. He and Stamets transport from the bridge. Saru and Burnham stare at the spot they previously occupied. Burnham walks to the console.
Tilly, where are you?
In the bay with the Gormagander.
So did I die too?
We all died. Many times. But now Mudd has everything that he needs. And if we can't find a way to stop him, then he'll let Discovery rejoin the time stream and sell the ship to the Klingons. Anyone who's dead will stay dead forever. Starfleet loses the war. I noticed that Mudd was wearing a crystal on his wrist, but it's too small to generate enough energy for chronal displacements. There has to be a larger energy source.
Oh, okay. I got something. I'm sending it to you right now.
Burnham looks at a holographic display of the Gormagander. The center of it highlights.
Poor thing, no wonder you feel bad. Mudd hid the ship inside the creature and the crystal inside the ship. This crystal, it has the same orthogonal indices as the device on Mudd's wrist.
Can we beam it over to the deck and try to figure out a way to disable it?
No, because Mudd has control of all the critical systems. And we're running out of time. Now that Mudd knows how to work the spore drive, the only way is to get Mudd to reset time himself.
You said that he has no reason to restart time. He has everything the Klingons want.
No, he doesn't.
In the ready room.
Captain's log, stardate 2137.2. Captain Harcourt Fenton Mudd, recording. I am about to close the deal of the millennium.
He looks up.
Enter.
Burnham steps in, head up.
You seem at home. You should have been a captain.
I am neither one for following orders nor giving them. No. The solar winds are my mistress, and I follow her wherever she beckons.
And what about Stella?
What? Oh, yes. Stella. The love of my life. Ah, Stella. The war took her from me. Never have two souls been so star-crossed. Romantic, yes. Tragic, even more so. But the best of romances always are, aren't they?
Are you done?
Almost. Computer, please send our location to the awaiting Klingon ship, courtesy of Harry Mudd.
Coordinates sent.
Now I'm done.
The Klingons will pay a lot to win this war. But there is one thing they would pay more for.
Oh, really?
Me. I murdered T'Kuvma, the Klingon Messiah.
That's absurd. I checked the officer's manifest. You're a nobody.
I'm not an officer. I'm Michael Burnham.
She smirks.
Computer, confirm.
Identity confirmed. Captain Mudd, the alien ship is hailing.
Quiet.
You'll get a lot of money for this ship. But what would I be worth to them?
Oh, yes. More. Much, much more. Why are you telling me this? What's in it for you?
Lieutenant Tyler.
Lieutenant Tyler is dead.
Not for long.
She grabs a dark matter capsule and swallows it. She dissolves in purple ash and smoke.
Captain Mudd,
Damn it!
We are being hailed by the Klingons.
Son of a...
He taps his wrist. An explosion of white light. Mudd strides down a corridor. Burnham grabs Tyler's shoulder at the party and speaks to him. Mudd rounds a corner and waves his fingers at the back of a passing blonde crew member. He presses the center button on the touch console without looking. He yawns, leaning against the wall. On the bridge, Tyler and Stamets speak to Lorca. He gets out of the captain's chair. Tyler taps the chair's control pad. The console behind Mudd lights up. Security protocols. Mudd looks at his wrist. He pushes away from the wall.
Captain Mudd.
Holding his phaser, he walks onto the bridge. Lorca swivels his chair. Saru, Burnham, Stamets, and Tyler turn to Mudd.
What's this?
Lorca gestures.
Your chair.
What's happening? You? You've been cheating. Passing notes in class to save your friends. Well, whatever you think you've come up with, I'll find a workaround. I'll keep resetting time until I do. Nobody beats Mudd.
Lieutenant Stamets has shown us. Their success is a universal certainty.
Using considerable scientific methodology. This must end for all of our sakes.
So, Harcourt, Fenton, Mudd. The USS Discovery is yours.
As am I. You win.
Don't try and con a con man.
I'm not. I'm negotiating with a businessman. My offer's simple. The lives of my crew in exchange for Burnham. The ship and Stamets.
Why would a Federation captain do that?
I will not have a repeat of the Buran. We will do whatever our new owners require. If I have your word that you will spare the ship's complement.
Mudd tilts his head. Lorca holds out his hand.
Your word, Mudd.
The bridge crew watches.
Well, I've never been one to look a gift captain in the mouth. You have my word. Excellent. Excellent. Good. Computer.
Working.
Send our coordinates to the awaiting Klingon vessel, courtesy of Harry Mudd.
Sending. Captain Mudd.
Now, this is your last chance to stop me. Only got about 30 seconds until we rejoin the time stream, and there is no turning back.
Captain, incoming warp signature detected.
I never thought I'd be so happy to see those pointy-headed bastards. Oh, look at this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The crystal on his wrist dissolves.
Captain Mudd, we are being hailed by the Klingons.
Excellent.
Welcome our guests on board.
Acknowledged. Two, to beam aboard.
Energize once I reach the transporter room. Come along. Meet your new masters. Not you, old man.
Lorca.
I'm gonna really miss killing you. Adieu, Mon Capitan.
You seem very happy.
Listen, Petunia, I've been screwed over since the day I was born. I deserve this.
So, it wasn't about Stella after all. It was always only about you. You keep talking about how you lost her because of the war, but her father's an arms dealer who's made a fortune off it. Finding either of them shouldn't be that difficult, unless you don't want to.
I never told you about Baron Grimes.
No, but Discovery's archives are non-critical systems. You probably should have disarmed them as well. And now that you don't have your time, Crystal, you can't learn from this mistake.
And it turns out that Stella's been looking for you, so much so that her father put out a reward.
You haven't been running to Stella.
I've been running from her. I skipped out on the Baron's daughter with her dowry. Stella was too tempting a mark for you to resist. Ripping off her father was a risky move, Harry.
No wonder you needed the deal with the Klingons so badly. You had to disappear.
And you almost pulled it off. Except for me, because I exist outside the normal time stream.
You think you're so smart. Have you forgotten the Klingons are beaming their way here even as we speak? You can forget about that deal I made with Lorca. You geniuses have just condemned your crewmates to a life of servitude.
Harry, the Klingons aren't coming. I rewired the captain's chair.
Another non-critical system. You didn't send our coordinates to your buyers.
We sent them to Stella and her daddy.
Turns out you can con a con man.
Let's go.
Tyler pushes Mud forward.
Computer, cancel transporter now!
Denied.
Harcourt! Where have you been? I have been so worried about you.
Oh, it's been, such a tumultuous year. I can't even begin to explain.
Stella grabs his vest.
Try.
Yes, of course. Well, you know how much you meant to me. Mean. How much you mean to me. But to be brutally honest, I have led a life marred by, how shall we say, poor choices, debt, all kinds of blemishes to my reputation. And I couldn't enter into union with you with those pox upon my character. So I set out to eliminate them. But, alas, my plan was led astray.
Harry, I have always known who you are. And I've never cared. We could have faced those problems together and Daddy would have taken care of everything else.
Consider it a consolidation of your debt under one lender. I would do anything for my daughter, and she, better or worse, has taken to you, Mud. And now, thanks to the action of these officers, you can finally make an honest woman of Stella. As for Starfleet, I don't intend to be in debt to your organization. How do I repay you?
Just make sure Mr. Mud spends the rest of his days at your daughter's side and out of Starfleet's way.
Consider it done.
She smirks. She grabs Mud's hand.
Come here, Harcourt. Naughty boy.
Burnham lets out a breath. Stella's ship flies away from the Discovery. Burnham walks through a corridor, meeting up with Tyler in front of a turbo lift.
Hey.
Hey.
Stamets told me in a previous timeline that we,
Maintenance to airlock one.
Danced.
Yeah. He mentioned it to me, too.
He said I liked it. I can't imagine.
Why? I'm a really good dancer.
I didn't mean...
Easy, Burnham. I get it.
What I'm feeling complicated and strange.
It's okay. I'm not going anywhere.
Burnham lifts her chin. She turns to him.
What is it?
I'm just sad we missed our first kiss.
The door is open. She turns away.
Personal log. Just as repetition reinforces repetition, change begets change. I guess the truth is, we never really know what's coming. Sometimes the only way to find out where you fit in is to step out of the routine. Because sometimes where you really belong was waiting right around the corner all along.
Associate producer Dana N. Wilson. Guest starring Wilson Cruz, Catherine Beryl, Peter McNeil, Rain Wilson. Sound designer Tim Farrell. Secret Hideout, Roddenberry Entertainment, Living Dead Guy, CBS All Access Originals, CBS Television Studios. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.